if you take the RNA drops and you experience it, then you know, you believe any frickin' thing is possible. This
yeah.
all sounds quite normal and realistic.
Yeah, but try to get Ed in on it. That fucking Ed, he ain't going to make it. You always leave him. He ain't going to be with you much longer since you're transcending, and he ain't.
No, I'll bring him along with me.
Famous last words. That's what Lot said about his wife.
Gods don't like to have debts to anybody, and I owe Ed, so I'll bring him with me.
Gods don't have debts. They don't get into debt. That's a little man's position. Oh, I got in debt. I got to overcome it. No, you can't get into debt. Thou shalt not be debted.
Well, whatever. I'll just make a rule that I'll bring him along.
Which commandment was that, Bob?
The 11th commandment. I deleted that one. That was Ophanel. I said, no, Moses, we got to leave one for me and my banker buddies to rule everybody. So, yes, we let that one ride, me and Moses.
You know, it would be interesting is to know how many people, if they have
knew
been
me.
Privy. That's not where I was going, but yeah, that would be interesting, too.
Yeah.
But how many people would have seen the ion hologram as you and Carolyn did? Because, you know, we're talking about the lion eyes. Maybe not everybody would have seen it if we'd all had the opportunity. Only some would.
No, Bob was busy coveting his neighbor's ass.
I got some fine neighbors here. Fine. They're only about 75 years old. They're looking good to a 93-year-old, I tell you that one.
Yeah, but you're not 93.
Well, what the fuck? You want to be muted?
No.
Can you take that back, please?
Erase it, Wendy, or you're gone to Calgary. If you insist you're 93, but there's no time. And your body's getting young and virile.
No, I work with the false premise of time. That's what the truly sane person can do.
Okay.
With the
false premise of time.
I've been dead for years. What are you talking about?
I wish I was dead.
Him and Ann Richards and Lady Bird Johnson and J.N. Hoover. He went by the way of all of us. This one. The good one. That's probably called Bob. If you go to the Squidbillies, look up the good one. That's Bob.
Squidbillies, the good ones, yeah.
The good one.
The good one, singular.
That's Bob.
I understand echoey to everyone else.
No, it sounds like he's in a waterfall.
That's accurate, Brian.
Did you want us to kill? We can.
Any reason? Did he bother you? I had no grievance against Ed. What did he do?
I don't know. She was never thinking about making something to do and having something to do. And we're like, ooh, we can take care of it. It's no problem.
Yeah, again,
she was in debt to Ed, so I ought to take care of it, Wendy. Just let him know.
Who is in debt to Ed, Brian?
Wendy. Alex, you been listening to Wendy?
It's
Alan
Jubilee. Cancel all of this.
I just wish you were a little clearer, Ian. It's dampening the exchange because you're just not clear enough.
You have to work hard for the money, Bob.
That's better. Trust
the sense
with the word money in it, Ian made sure we heard it.
I think he's taking a shower in a waterfall.
He's in the action water. He's in the water, actually.
Taking a shower.
There's two options, Brian. You're either listening to the pipes working with the action water, or you're listening to the emissions from the Coldplay apparatus. That's what you're listening to. That's the alternatives.
When I could hear Ion, the sound behind him earlier, I was going to just, to be funny, sing a line of that song. He works hard for his money. Now Ion said it.
Nice.
So you still haven't settled on a label for the bottle, or where's the living water?
It's in JW's hands.
I just got through drinking it.
Ian said it'll be released at the right time, and there are many factors right now. But JW ostensibly is holding it up because he's determined to have the perfect bottle. They don't give him much to do, but he has to do the bottle or he won't feel part of this whole thing.
Did you see the bottle that was put on Dupes?
Yeah.
No.
That was funny.
Who did that?
I'm not sure who did it, but you should see it. It was pretty fun.
It was MSU in 1977. He put up this picture of a bottle, and he said, let's help JW choose a bottle.
Kind of vortex looking.
You can't. We've tried to help JW for a year now, and he won't take any suggestions.
Well, it's got to fit the little furniture in the bottle.
Yeah.
What thread is that picture under on dupes?
I think it says living water.
Does Ion care what the shape of the bottle is?
We don't care. We don't care.
Okay. Somebody asked something else.
That's all you got, Allison? Come on.
Yeah, Allison, you want to improve your fucking gag performance? Get some material here.
I told you I was pretty bored with that, too.
I know. We'll get pushed the envelope here. You haven't asked anything in months here.
I don't really have any questions.
Well, that's stupid. That means you're dead. That means you're an unascended. An ascended person with endless questions.
Oh, Bob. Thank you, Madeline. Save me.
The drought in California, it seems odd to me because nobody was worried about it until, like, the last possible second, and all of a sudden everybody's freaking out. You got anything interesting to say about that?
Well, we were very clear about it, were we not?
All I remember is months ago when you were speaking to Evan about it, but that was in Southern California, and it was something about some land had to be sold. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, that's the only thing he was saying.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't long after that it rained like hell in Southern California.
Yes.
Y'all wanted rain, and
yeah,
they fucking
very,
got it.
Very briefly.
And then they shut the faucet off, eh?
Never rains in California. I told me that most headlines, like the whatever the Iran-Israel nuclear argument, the crash of the German Wings airplane, all have to do with distracting from the dollar, the issue around the dollar. That's the only issue, I guess, on the planet. How to define the new currency and whether to let Bob get his way. That seems to be the main point of connection for those that have an influence.
Are you saying that the drought is being faked to...
Yeah.
Well, because California produces so much of the food for this country and a lot of it's actually exported elsewhere as well, I guess it could be some kind of pawn in a currency game.
The news headlines go from one crisis to another around the globe to distract from the dollar issue. And the issue is that the dollar cannot be the currency anymore, neither can any other currency. So what would be the currency, the new kind of currency? What is it going to be? Well, of course, it's our products. We have the solutions for everything. So our stuff would be the currency. And because you people are not pushing them issues enough, Mr. Bush and his buddies can just carry on as if only they are doing well.
Because we're not doing what?
Pushing it, whatever you're supposed to do to make this known. You know, phone up Michael Savage, phone up Rush Limbaugh, make this a bloody media issue that we demand Dobbstown become the new currency. Why aren't you doing that? Just as a game, just to bug your neighbors as an art form.
Okay.
I thought
we need to make RNA drop.
You watch Game of Thrones and The Good Wife and let them bother you about their stupid plot directions. Why don't you get in the game and start yakking at everybody else? It's a two-way world now.
I've got a good one for you. You know this project? You know this Mark?
What, Chad?
I said, do you know this Mark Zuckerberg project to get internet all over the world, even to, like, the pygmies?
I hadn't heard about it.
It's called internet.org, and his goal is to make sure that everybody, no matter what, like, even with their fifth world, they have access to the internet. I just realized today, maybe that is so that everybody in the world can have access to the internet so that they can buy the consumer products.
No, it's the mythic stage. Everybody pushes the technology they identify with. That's the war. It's not a war of man's mind. It's a war of which mythic stage technological backdrop of clothing you wear you will get behind. you know, what you will support. So he's
so
making a big deal out of the Internet because that's all he knows.
Well, you told me what you think, Bob, but Ion didn't really answer. They said we told you, I guess, or they said we talked about it. So, Ion, is the drought being faked by the media?
No, being reported by the media.
So there is, in fact, a drought.
It is arid in California.
It is arid in California? The other thing I guess you said is that we don't require water anymore.
No, you don't require oxygen anymore. Oxygen is a big portion of water.
I don't know how to pursue this, Bob, because that's not a reality I can see.
There you go. There you go. There you go. It's the Nina, the Pinta.
Oh, now you stepped in it.
Yeah, I said, see. Well, I know.
She was a lot like you, perhaps maybe fatter.
Oh, for
carry on, Madeline. Keep going. I muted Sarah. Go
ahead. I don't know. I don't know how, Bob.
Well, then make it up. You don't need to know how. You just say some words around the subject.
Nah, that's just a waste of everybody's time.
No, that's not wasting. That would actually be the best time you could create. That's what we want, people to start saying words. They don't have to be in any particular order. Your grammar is horrible anyway, so it doesn't have to be perfect.
I have excellent grammar, Bob.
What?
I have grammar? Excellent grammar. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And when you write stuff or when you speak?
More when I write, same as you.
Yeah, I'm talking about when you speak. So just say a bunch of words. Make, you know, make up surrealistic triangulations. Go Ions, Beatles, Eb and Ray, Ion Water, Action Water, and My Tongue.
Yeah, does the Action Water have anything to do with
anything? The Beatles. Just say Beatles.
C-K-L-N.
Yeah. Take it away, Bob.
C-K-L-N. Very good. Hey, you got him. He said C-K-L-N. That's my old Toronto station.
Madeline, ask Ion if the living water has oxygen in it.
Does it, Ion?
Does not.
It does not.
Oh, wow.
What did he just say? Did you get that, Carol? What doesn't?
The living water.
It does. The living water does not have oxygen.
Right.
No O.
Because we don't need oxygen the same way we used to. So. Why would I add it?
What would be the chemical formula for living water?
How long can you hold your breath, Allison?
What?
Well,
you mean how long can I hold my breath?
Yeah. How long can you live without oxygen?
How long can you hold your breath, Allison? What? I am.
I wish. I wish.
Sound like Ion had the answer.
Yeah, it's going to make you guys go back and listen to the archives.
And beep.
If you're not listening to the first time, why in the world would they go back and listen to it the second time? Office is inferior, at least superior.
If you're going to talk to me, Ion, you got to speak louder. I don't know what you're saying.
What I think is interesting about this drought is that it didn't happen overnight. Did it, Ion? And it's just bizarre that nothing was done until it's way too late. Like everybody just had their heads in the sand or something.
We say it hasn't happened yet.
Well, except for if you can believe the photographs that you see with your lying eyes, there's nothing in the reservoirs.
Yay. Good. We're glad.
Yay.
Will living water have a chemical formula?
So, why are you glad, given that you have no dog in the fight?
Well, we do. Once the crisis gets to unbearable levels, then we step forward with the answers, and then everything changes.
So
all for the crisis to show up as soon
holding
as possible.
You're holding on to the living water until...
Other things.
California is successful.
Other things. So we're...
Other things, Bob?
Yeah. So when the crisis reaches, you know, imperturbable levels, the people will cry out. They'll no longer go, why? They'll say, fix it. And then we will step forward and fix it. And then the gold will end up in my lap, and I will hide it so we don't have to deal with gold anymore.
That would be H3O2?
No, there's other things. The point is that iron is encouraging bullshit, that bad things to happen, because we get closer to the point where we get locked down Bob Rule. And iron's all for that.
Right.
So any bad news scenario, you'll say, good, good, good.
But Madeline, so when you know you're eternal, you're not going to give a shit about what.
And that's why you guys ain't going to get the stuff, because you're too lackadaisical. So I'm fucking eternal. I'm worried about anything. Well, fucking things are getting different now. None of the rules apply. Look, today they canceled the guff. You probably aren't eternal anymore unless you get your shit off the ground and start fucking working here. Working here on Saturday night.
So now you want to be high profile. I thought that the goal before was to be low profile, but you want
the unknown's anonymous. What was unknown's anonymous?
Yeah, unknown's anonymous.
So
no.
Profile.
Hey, Wendy, when we solve the problems, then we go stealth.
But for now, we want to be getting the word out there way more. Okay.
Well, create the crisis.
He's trying to get out the word. He's trying to get out the turd.
Yeah.
That was the shit. Okay.
We want to get our shit together.
He's trying to drop the kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
So you're going to control the currency, which is RNA drops. So people are going to be trading drops.
All the gold in California, it's in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills.
A bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. You said you wouldn't bring that up, Ion. Fucking bastard, Ion. You tell me to keep it fucking tight. Then you start revealing everything.
Ion, did you get done with your shower? You done with your shower? Yeah.
We've been before. California is a brand new game.
It's a brand new game, Carolyn, he said, California.
Trying to be a hero.
California,
why
trying to be a hero?
He's quoting Hotel Ventura Valley.
In forever.
Santa Cruz today or yesterday.
Living on the spotlight. Can kill a man outright. Because everything that glitters,
it's not gold.
Gold. All the gold in California. It's in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. Somebody else's dream. So if you're dreaming about California,
it's in Corbin's house. Corbin's got it in the fucking bedroom.
As you say before, California is a brand new game.
What, the tale of Texas Tea gets me unmuted?
Is that the name of the song?
I was talking. I'm just waiting.
Where you been, Sarah? You been in the penalty box or something?
In the penalty box. I wish. I'm thinking about learning how to... What, Ion?
Incognito.
That's right.
Trying to figure out which one is the Nina, which one is the Penta, which one's the Santa Maria.
I was reading about Passover, or Purim, really, I think it was. Or is that how one would pronounce that?
You can't. That's all right. You don't talk
Purim?
About it
okay.
Anyway, honey. It's okay.
Then I'll take it. I'll allow that. It was about okay, so there's like the...
What it's about is getting the blood on the doorpost. Getting the blood out. The perfect blood that keeps you from losing your firstborn slaves.
What does all of it have to do with the Tephilim?
the Seder, so before you get to the Feast of Tisha B'Av, the holiday that never comes, now with the Seder with Passover falling on the same night.
Okay, go ahead. Next question.
That you said earlier that water, a good portion of it is made from oxygen, and now you said that the new living water does not have any oxygen in it.
That's correct. It's a different kind of water.
So there was no need to remove oxygen. It just was never there.
Indirectly, okay.
Does it have a chemical formula?
Yes.
What's the chemical formula of living water?
Snot.
Mucus.
So you're not going to say what the formula is?
We didn't say.
You say snot to a what question?
You say snot to a what question?
When you ask a question that begins with 6 degrees, especially with what, Ion responds by snot.
I think I've heard the chemical formula before, and it has O in it.
Well, the new water, the formula for that would be H3O2. That's what Ion said the last time. Is that the chemical formula for the living water, Ion?
You can check. Originally, they said there was no such thing, but now it's a miracle. It's magical. Just now they have found oxygenless water. Oxygenless water is found on the planet. It's here. It's here. It's here.
Did they still have to create the formula for it, though?
We don't care.
But Brian does.
Well, what's going to happen with the RNA drops when there's no oxygen?
Well, probably won't be able to get it out your bottles.
Is it the oxygen then that makes it fluid?
Less fluid.
Is carbon living? Or I want to know if carbon is living, Ion.
The one we refer to is.
Is that because of burning? I want to know if that is because of burning. Okay.
No.
Animation.
Intimation.
Intimation?
Dude.
Like inaction rather than action or activated?
Anything living has carbon in it.
That's intubation.
Mm-hmm.
Pickles, is that you? We got a live crowd tonight, Bob. Where's number one?
Fixing the popcorn.
Hurry up.
I know, right? You can get Paula to put butter on it this time, damn it.
Right here, I am.
All right, go.
Add a little Lot's wife.
Is the living water going to be like the next Coca-Cola? Or it's going to be this, like, beverage that's ubiquitous all over the planet? Or is it only going to be for select people?
What do you prefer?
Well, all I care about is that I get it.
Fuck everybody else, right, Chet?
That's what we're encouraging him to do.
What, fuck everybody else?
Or anybody else.
Ayana, I heard you loud and clear, and I'm applying your advice. Thank you.
Nice. Presently.
Yeah, presently. Gross. Not on this phone call.
I will say, I don't hear that headboard.
You should have been here a couple hours ago.
There
Thanks, Ion.
Just leave the money on the nightstand.
I think what Ion said to you last couple weeks ago, Brian, cowboy foreplay, get in the truck. So, Ion, the other thing, too, is a couple weeks ago you mentioned this Blackbird strain of marijuana. And, of course, it's not in the Googler.
No.
So,
have an oxygenless water.
It's too loud to fit in the Googler.
too loud.
Yes, it's mad loud. I can smell it miles away.
Yeah. You're saying ion is a sativa or an indica?
We said neither.
So there's a different kind of marijuana plant out there that is not sativa or indica, and it's not a hybrid?
Not a hybrid.
Is it from Africa?
Peruvian.
Hey, Chad, I was knocked out for the last 2 minutes. What's been the topic?
Sex, headboard banging at the wall, and now Peruvian blackbirds.
What did Sarah, little Sarah, evoke? I think little Sarah was talking when I got disconnected.
You'll have that when I talk. Bob seems to get disconnected.
It's hypoxia. Hypoxia.
She was complaining about how long it was taking Chad to fix his fucking popcorn.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh. Because he just can't. He just can't. What? He can't care about anybody else. I can't do that. I can't want that.
He cares about everybody else. Long, just not long at the time.
That's good.
What did Diane say, Sarah?
He cares about everybody, just not for that long.
Who does?
I still don't understand what you're saying.
Headboard.
No, who's he talking about when he says he?
Number one. Number one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Headboard number one.
So, Chad, when you said headboard, that's what actually was talked about?
Reverend Chad.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Brian said, if you're screwing someone right this minute, why don't we hear the headboard banging against the wall?
He was saying that to you, Chad?
Yeah, to me, because Ion asked me if I was having sex presently. And I,
when did he,
I
he said,
said yeah.
that the last couple of minutes?
Yeah, when you were off the call.
Dude.
Dude.
Yeah, you missed it, Bob. We was all engaging in coitus while you were gone.
Yeah, and they ain't too good at innuendos, so it's pretty
yeah,
rough.
Yeah, you forgot why was I gone.
Oh, you was doing it too. That's what
I
was
doing it too. It knocked the bone off.
He knocked the bone off of who, the third Jesus or the second Jesus?
The guy with the spear.
The guy with the spear has a clitoris?
Yeah, so Ion asked Chad if he was having sex. That's interesting. I know the answer to that. I know.
Yeah. I'm going to ask presently, like as in today. Like,
that's what I'm referring to. I know what's going on today.
You don't know what's going on today.
That was earlier. Yes, that was earlier. We told him to lay the money on the nightstand.
Hey, Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who's speaking?
Heather, I was going to ask if you watched the HBO special last week about Scientology, going clear.
I heard about it, but I didn't watch it, no.
It was just all in the news this week. I was just going to ask about that. We were talking about California.
Okay, ask about it.
Okay, I mean, was talking about how, like, L. Ron Hubbard was a disciple of Crowley or whatever, and where do they get these weird beliefs about Xenu and aliens coming to Earth and
Just made it up.
They did. That's so funny.
Went to MSU. He wrote science fiction, and all of a sudden it became a religion. Go figure.
Clive Barker. Let's do that one.
It's much the same themes as Tim Carey's movie, The World's Greatest Sinner, 1963. Big influence on Zappa. It's about a rock and roll guy who decides to start a religion. And then he declares war on God. It's the same process from science fiction writer to religion to declaring war on God.
But doesn't that sound a lot like the Ancient Aliens, like that show with all kind of the same themes of aliens coming to Earth and interacting with humans and either interbreeding or doing something with humans to advance them? It's just, it seems like that same theme. Where is this meme, you know, coming from, it seems like?
Well, when L. Ron Hubbard met Dave Wurster's friend Bo Kisselman in the 40s, that's when Ron ripped off the E-therapy from Bo Kisselman out there, in, I think it was called Pyramid Lake in near Reno, Nevada. But then he developed the science fiction, the alien part later, I guess.
Did you ever watch that show Ancient Aliens on History Channel?
No, I don't watch information shows?
Well, it's not really information. It's more like mythology or whatever. They see all these different, you know, Maya or ancient Egypt or whatever, and they say it's all,
old stuff. It's the same reason they need new history books, because they keep rewriting the history.
Well, yeah, like when they look in an old scroll or something, and there's something in the sky, they say, oh, that's
where
a UFO.
Where does that come from? Those old scrolls. Is there not all the scrolls that have ever been found not been found yet? How are they finding? We've already found more pharaohs, but there were places to bury them already. And they've already still finding things. You find them in the past for the future, for the past. You're going to be poor, so you'll go find the car that you're going to own when you don't have money to buy gas at $20 in the ashtray. In a car that they don't even sell ashtrays anymore. So you can pull the ashtray out, get the money to buy the gas in the car you're going to have 20 years from now. Seems sort of about the same scenario, huh?
Did aliens ever interact with humans in any way?
Well, according to L. Ron Hubbard, yes. But everything else, not so much.
So when they did that special on Scientology, they did a big spread on old Tom and John.
Yeah, yeah, they're talking about how Tom Cruise's relationship. Yeah, how they were controlled by the church. How they broke up Nicole Kidman's their relationship.
What about John and his deal?
He's gotten progressively weirder, I think. But I think they force you to tell all your secrets when you first get into the church, and then they record them, and then you're blackmailed so you can never leave.
Sounds like the United States government, doesn't it?
Same thing, yeah.
No.
Oh, it doesn't. No. I apologize.
No, I didn't say that it doesn't. I said that it's not the same thing. Oh, hell no. L. Ron Hubbard doesn't.
Sounds like take me to church.
Yeah, that's it.
Show the worship her sooner. Well, later, bitches. Too late.
Play that one, Bob. That's a good one.
Yeah, train the whole suit on something shiny.
Ion, is it less oxygen that makes the Renew thick in the bottle?
Yes.
Will this change with the presence of living water? What I'm saying is, will the Renew become more milky-like?
No.
So the thickness of the Renew will continue to stay thick?
Yes, it's alive.
Will there be a new way to apply the Renew?
With a swabber.
Will the concentration of the Renew increase? Or is it just the thickness?
It gets much more concentrated. It'll be lethal.
Lethal to who?
Little man. Now he's printing out the song. So he can hide it in a peat bog and make copies, file it, unfile it, lose it, find it, retrieve it, put it back in the suit, make a form, notarize it, send it in a triplicate out, for it to come back. And then all he has to do is turn the machine on and hit play.
In February, I asked you about the Earth's Inner Core report that some scientists from the United States and Chinese, they found that the Earth has another port to the inner core. And that was in February. On the 25th of March, there was another release from the same study, and they're saying that they're amazed at the strength of the minerals that they're finding. Is this another sign of the Fukushima effect?
Yes, and indirectly, and yes.
Is this also a sign of the extensions of the poles of the planet?
Yes.
2 weeks ago, or probably in the last 2 months, you've mentioned in two different engagements about a glandular plane and that the poles of the planet are not attached to this plane. Are those planes related?
They were born sick. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship with the best. But in heaven, I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you.
Do not go out on the square yelling about, there's no God left.
Command me to be well.
Just bring it in.
Are you saying that the glandular plane is the same plane as the plane that the planet is attaching to?
Saying that airplanes fly in. If you'll worship like a dog in the sound of your light, offer you the deathless death.
Is Chief still the mystery ground?
Yes. You can sharpen your knife.
Sharpen my knife. Is that regarding the tongue?
If you're a pagan of the good times, your lover's the sunlight. To keep the God that's on your side, she demands a sacrifice. Drain the whole thing to something shine. Something needy for the main course, but the fine-looking high horse. What you got in the stable? A lot of starving faithful. That looks tasty. That looks fancy. It's hungry work.
Okay, is there a glandular plane?
Like the shine of your life. I'll tame my sin so you can sharpen your knife. Offer you the deathless death. Good God, let me give you the life.
Are you saying that this... are you saying that the study Bert's talking about is just a shrine of lies?
Yes. No masters or kings when the ritual begins.
Welcome aboard, Bert. What's the topic? The present topic that I am ignoring?
The madness of the soul.
I was referencing the Earth's inner core. In February, they released a report about Earth has an additional core. And they just released something in March saying that the core's minerals are stronger.
Even get Ion interested in it.
Ion wants you to queue up the song, Bob.
But Dad, I've played enough of his stupid songs. Hey, take it away, Bert. Get him in there. Get him going. He's mumbling a lot, talking low, but put this, Bert. I said only you know how.
Okay, Ion, let's go back to the planet. Which you said a few weeks ago that the poles are extending to another plane. Is this plane related to our glands?
No.
Is there a plane is there a glandular plane?
Yes.
Will this glandular plane interact with the eye cell, or is it interacting with the eye cell now?
Everything does.
Everything interacts with the eye cell. That's how the eye cell affects everything on the planet. That's the key point, Bert. Now stay with it. Work on that. That's spinning its wake. Everything's related to everything, thanks to the eye cell. Is that because the non-physical unites everything, and this is extension of non-physical? That's why it relates to everything?
No, it's because of Uptown Funk.
That's another song.
By who?
Bruno Mars.
Mark Ronson.
If you bring in music, that's just another thing it relates to. So we don't need to play that because we know it's connected to that. Whatever the lyrics say, if they're talking about things being interconnected, we now know that. So, Bert, go on and do it verbally. We don't need no song.
You're clever. You're clever.
I don't know the song, Bob.
No, forget the song. Stick on the topic. We just learned that the eye cell relates to everything. We've been waiting to get to that sentence. I suspected that, and now we're here. So you guys fucking find out what he's talking about, if there can anything else be said about it. Is that it? ISO affects everything. Oh, now we know.
That makes sense that it affects everything. It's activating the DNA in your cell, and every part of your body is made up of cells. It makes sense that it would affect everything.
Well, see if you got it right then. Ask Ian about that statement.
I already know it's true. It's true.
It's what you know, Brian. It doesn't matter. Your knowing is obsolete. It's a new day with a new then, creating a ridiculous now from former futures. Okay? So go into now as if it's different, not what you know.
I am the effect of the E-cell. Will it increase? The I-cell, will it increase? Or the varying gauges of the effect? What I'm saying is that at this moment, there's a certain gauge of how much the eye cell is affecting things. Within a course of a few moments, is there a gauge of increase of the eye cell on everything?
Offer me the deathless death. Good God.
Offer me the deathless death.
And he's quoting Led Zeppelin.
No.
No, it's take me to church.
That's good.
In the whole thing, get something.
Take me to church, baby.
So he can worship the song quotes. Doesn't matter. Stick with the chemistry or whatever it is that you can say conceptually.
Is this the deathless death that's referenced in the Bible?
Yes.
Can you give what chapter? Verse.
And you can sharpen your knife.
Death and the death. Oh,
don't quote anything,
Brian.
Ephesians 2:4.
No, no, don't quote anything. Start your Adam. The questions have never been asked. There's no quote. You pursue the questions as they occur to you. So how could the cell, is the eye cell non-physical?
When the ritual began. There's no sweeter in it than our gentle fan. And the madness of the soil, of that sad earthly scene. Only then I am human. Only then I am king. This is what we're trying to overcome, isn't it?
Is this death with death the merging of the three kingdoms, the elimination of all the kingdoms?
Yes. Amen. 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 Take me to church. Worship like a doll in the shrine of your life. Offer me.
Just say the song, Bob.
Let me give you the light. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
Bert, do not be thrown by stupid quotes. Ask your own questions about topics, nouns you can come up with.
Ion, has the ground of consciousness changed?
Yes.
Has this change affected by the increasing presence of H-197? Or is it the eye cell that's changing the consciousness?
The landscape is no longer mysterious, but it's changing.
The landscape you're referencing, our definition of landscape has to do with the visual bias.
With incorrect, yeah.
Can you give us your definition of what landscape is?
The scape of the earth and which flora and fauna it holds. Your earth, your kingdom, is contained within, quote, a landscape.
Are there planes within this landscape?
There are.
Is it a specific number or is it unlimited, the planes?
Well, you create them, so it's limited only by you and those damn lying eyes of yours.
Do our ears lie, Ion?
They may.
Why are you emphasizing the eyes so much?
Because the eyes have it.
What's it?
The more yes than they.
A shrine of lies, that's what they have.
We can't even make out what he's saying, but has anybody got a clue approximately what he said?
Didn't hear him. Will I have a function in this new landscape?
Certainly may.
Is there a change in the eye, or is it just a change in the function of the eye?
Change in the connection of what the eye already sees, what your brain says it sees.
You said a change in the connection, right, Bert?
Yes.
Quit thinking, and you'll see better.
And this is all based on what you said earlier, that the eye cell is affecting. So is that is increasing? Is it increasing with whenever you see the sun? Whenever someone who takes the RNA drops, when they see the sun, is there an increase in the effect of the eye cell?
Every orgasm brings you a little closer.
Okay, Bert, we established a standard here. Ion, have I stopped thinking the way you're asking us to?
Predominantly, but you still go back to it now and again.
So there you have something, Bert. Watch how I am. That's close to non-thinking. There's your clue.
Yes.
Demon is the imagined dragon? No, the song Demons, Imagine Dragons.
So, Ion, is the eye cell becoming the ground of consciousness?
Only to the unconscious.
Okay, and can you find
it? I only ask just one question.
Oh. Okay.
What do you say? You can only ask one question?
I believe Ion asked me if I had just one question, what would it be? Ion, 2 weeks ago, Roxanne asked a question about neurotransmitters, and you gave a formula. And the new formula you said was rapid reinduction with a chromatin remodeling complex. Is that the new formula for the neurotransmitters?
A version.
Are there multiple versions?
There are. So your minerals are concentrating, and as your minerals change, the way you apply silica or the quartzite changes too. So frequency becomes more consistently bound. So these nanospheres, as you call them, now evolve. The thinking thinker thinks, does it do the think?
That's also what the scientists recognized when I asked you earlier about the Earth's inner core, that they're noticing a strength in the minerals, so they're recognizing this power.
We told them so they could recognize it because it was that way all along. We just couldn't see it. So we told them.
What was the topic just before this sentence, Bert, that you've been going on about for about 2 minutes?
Erectile dysfunction.
Neurotransmitters, Bob.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction, that's right.
It's the same, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, very good, and we bid you all good night.
Thank you very much, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you, Ion.